Blog Talk Radio.
Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God and neighbors in love with you. We're coming off of a fantastic Friends and Neighbors Day that we just had gave us a very, very nice crowd, and we were able to have a nice potluck and to be able to connect with friends and neighbors. And we just ask for your continued prayers as Gateway continues to make strides on behalf of the Lord. We are located at 14950 North Line Road in Southgate. And what we're doing in ministry and service is definitely worth the drive for those of you who might not be as close as others. So definitely plug into what we're doing, and we'll continue to give God glory as a result. Thank you for the opportunity to do this, Brother Bradshaw. Again, thank you, Danielle, for what you do every day. And we want to thank each and every one of you that's on the line, on the Blog Talk Radio line, where you called the telephone number there. Maybe there are people who are listening via the www.blogtalkradio.com/Grace Nurture link. And then I know there are various ones of you, and I can see you, that are on a simulcast with me on Facebook Live. We're just appreciative of each and every one of you. And we do not take your presence, both live as well as those that will listen on the archival feed later, for granted. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you on the Facebook side for sharing this link so that others can be a part of it. I want to talk a little bit just about, well, maybe I'll just do a quick check-in. How are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? I know that this is almost May, and you probably had been using that term a lot early and not a lot now, maybe. But I'll just say to you that, you know, you made them, and hopefully you haven't forgotten them already by the middle of April. And I don't know, maybe you haven't, you're not calling it New Year's resolution anymore. Maybe some of you are saying, I've been so poor in following and doing them that I just refuse to do them anymore. And maybe these days you make your goals and objectives more long-term, like educationally. Maybe you're trying to work on that bachelor's degree or that master's degree or that terminal doctorate degree. Or maybe you're working on your GED. Whatever that goal is, I have to say to you today, emphatically, there is nothing wrong with that. Then what about the physical goals? I see that Stephanie is saying that she is still riding her bike, so that is fantastic. And maybe various people might be like me, where you're trying to lose some weight. 10 to 50 pounds might be some of your goals. Maybe some of you have diabetes and you're trying to get your A1C below 7 or maybe even below 6 if it's going that well. Or maybe you've been looking at your BMI number, and that BMI number you're trying to get it to around 25 or below. Or there might even be various ones on this under the sound of my voice who are trying to gain 10 to 15 to 20 pounds. I have to say to you emphatically, there is nothing wrong with that. But how about those financial goals? You may want to get to that $1,000 savings for that rainy day fund, or you might be inching closer to that $500,000 figure that you need to start your retirement. Now, again, you know, I'm a preacher. I'm not a financial advisor, so I'm not saying that you need to have any of those specific goals. You know, you work with the experts to find out what might be best for you in your situation, in your circumstance. But I have to say to you again that there's nothing wrong with that, if that's something that you have as a goal, whether we're talking about the physical goals, whether we're talking about the financial goals, whether we're talking about those things that are just physical. You know, all of those things are really, really important. But then I call this devotional being thankful as we continue the Gratitude Tuesday theme for the right wherewithal. And it's good to see you, Brother Daniels. I see you there. When we look at this, the Bible says in Jeremiah 9 and 23, thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boast of this, that he understands and knows me, and that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness and justice and righteousness on the earth, for I delight in these things, declares the Lord. You know, there was a time when we used to quote that passage that says, as a man thinketh in his heart. Can y'all finish it out? Can people in the can you put it in the chat box? Exactly how that, because I know some of you probably had that as a memory verse back in the day. As a man thinketh in his heart, because, you know, we used to only use the King James back then, so is he. And I'll say to you that there still is a lot of truth to that, even as we may have applied it. Because, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, we have to be careful that if we have those educational goals, and, you know, you might, I've seen people who have doctorates and let the doctorate go to their head, that they boast in it, and it's nothing wrong with trying to get the education. But I'll just say to you that, yeah, and I agree with you, Darlene, humble is the way. That's the orientation that you really need to have, where don't let it get to a point where your wherewithal, it gets out of whack, but let your boast be an appropriate and proper boast, even though you can have those educational goals, those educational aspirations, whether it's a GED or a terminal degree. And what about those people who, slim people who like to shame the fat people, and or even the other way around these days, where you have people that are so proud that they're fat that they'll start making fun of people who maybe haven't eaten too many burgers in their day. The way in which we should conduct our business, not the way in which we should be thinking about life. That's not the proper perspective. That's not the proper thing to do. Now, I'll have you show that if it was appropriate and if I thought I could do it easily. I mean, I have a nice home gym here where I'm able to do a lot of different things, but I still understand that physical activity and health has its place, even though there's nothing wrong to have those goals. And what about those that are financially oriented? Economic classism is still alive and well. And it's not necessarily just between the 1% and the 99%. We're talking about even people who are poor are shaming other people who are poor. Or you got people who are rich, and apparently my net worth being $2 billion is not good enough. You know, you got all of those things that, because man likes to mess up what God has set up, that we oftentimes throw things way out of whack. And so we need to be reminded of what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 9, when he said in verse 11, I again saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the warriors, and neither is bread to the wise, nor wealth to the discerning, nor favor to men of ability. For time and chance overtake them all. So when God says he delights in loving kindness, he delights in righteousness, he delights in justice, please understand and please know that despite our other goals, those and other spiritual virtues need to be our main thing. Do we have the right wherewithal? Have we kept the main thing the main thing? Are we of a mindset where we are setting our affections on those things above and not so saturated with, I got to get mine. The YOLO people who you are safe, you only live once. And you got to say, that said, I'm going to just live in my truth and I'm just going to worry about my dollars. I need to get all I can and I need to can all I get. Now, I'll even acknowledge I'm still working on a proper balance of my personal goals with my fitness and health goals and my money goals. And it's easy to let one or more of these get out of whack. But remember the words that Jeremiah spoke. Remember the words that Solomon spoke. And let those words speak to you and I today so that we can have the right wherewithal and we can keep the main thing, the main thing. Father in heaven, please allow it so that as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you, that we can give you the glory and the honor, that you can be the one who understands and knows and receives indeed the proper perspective and the proper service from us, because we have the right wherewithal and we're keeping the main thing, the main thing. Father, I'm just going to ask you to help us with our financial goals. Father, I'm going to ask you to help us with our physical goals. Help us with our financial goals, with our physical goals, with our educational or personal growth goals. Help us with those items. We know that you already are. And Father, we just promise that as a result of hearing your word, that we'll have the proper perspective in dealing with these things because we continue to put our faith and trust in you. Father, please let it so that as we continue to look at our life, look at the people that are around us, allow us to be a spiritual beacon of hope for those that are within our locus of control and within our sphere of influence, and that we can continue to have the intestinal fortitude and the strength of character to be able to do the things that you would have us to do, to say the things that you would have us to say, to be the people that you would have us to be, because we know that ultimately every day needs to have one singular goal. And we have this goal today, whether we're already in the corner of our cubicles or offices, whether we're in the seat of our cars, or whether we're still in our slippers, that we are going to give you glory and honor today. And that is our goal, today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.